how things seem to be developing with Dow, here during the course of the week?
So far, so good. I think as we get through the week with the staff, and I think it's gone well. The energy in the building is real good. It's going like I thought it would, and good day of practice today, covering a lot of situations, and it's going like how I hoped it would.
He talked about when Dinger was sick, how he was really involved in the game planning then. How much does that help him right now to have that sort of taste of it, you think, and how good was he in those meetings?
Well, he was doing, I think he was almost like a pass coordinator then. He was doing a lot of work with Mike. They worked side by side. Mike really trusted him and believed in his ideas and thoughts. And even before, Dinger did get sick and needed more help, I mean, he was really with him a lot on the passing game, first and second down, third down. He came with a lot of ideas, so it's something he's very comfortable in. And he continued that with Norm Chow. With Norm, he did it quite a bit also, same type of thing. A guy that always came up with ideas and thoughts and for them to think about and consider. So he's very comfortable in all that. So that's why the confidence is there that's not going to be a problem for him at all with ideas and things to do and how to get guys the ball and how to attack coverage and how to, because like I said, on the other side of the ball, he understands the run game and the protections very well. So because he's had to teach all that for the last so many years to the quarterback. So he's got a great understanding of that. So really the newness for him is, obviously being in charge, being the guy. I mean, that's always different when you're actually that guy now in the building and you're making the final decisions now rather than just being the guy suggesting the decisions. So that's something he's got to get used to. And then game day is going to be like for me when I became a head coach. You can't really know what it's all about till you actually do it. And that part of it, he's been calling plays in, I think, which has been helpful. That he's done that this year, and he's done in the past. The last 4 or 5 weeks, he's been on the set, so he has all that part worked out. He understands the timing of all that, of calling the plays. Now he'll just skip a step and he'll call the play instead of having be told the play. So I think all those things will be a challenge for him, no doubt. But exciting on this other side. It's something he's looked forward to, and so we'll see how it goes.
Can you talk about a little bit about Tom Moore?
Again, when we made the move, we realized that we're going to kind of spread the dial a little thin there. He is the quarterback coach, and he is picking up a lot of extra responsibility, not just on Sundays, but in the workload in the building and coordinating each room, the running back room, the tight end room, running back and forth. And what happens when you do that is you're kind of a man short, and you want someone to be with the quarterbacks when he can't be, kind of be where he can't be. So during the day or out here in practice while he was talking to you all today, Tom was out there with him working on some pre-practice drills with the quarterbacks. So I think that's the thinking there of how Tom could be a help to him and a resource for him and resource for the staff in general for a guy that has been part of 38 years in the NFL, part of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's been part of every type of offense, two back. But with Barry Sanders in Detroit, when there were three wides with a running game like that, and then obviously the last so many years in Indianapolis with their type of offense. So a lot of resources for a lot of our coaches, and just thought because we did need an extra hand right now because of the adjustment we made, he was a great fit for that.
So he's here every day? He's here every day now?
Well, yesterday was his first day here, so yeah, I think we're just taking it like we are. I talked to him on Tuesday, and he was here on Wednesday morning, Wednesday afternoon. I think it's just something we just got started his first day, getting a chance to meet the players and on the offensive side of the ball and kind of get a feel for what we're doing. We'll just taking it that way day by day, and he'll be here, and I think he'll be a big help to all of us.
You call him like a consultant, or how would you refer to him?
No, just part of the staff. To me, he's not going to have a title. He's not going to have a position to coach. He's not. He's just going to be a helping hand in a lot of ways, a resource for, like I said, he's coached every position on offense. He's coached receivers. He's coached Lynn Swan and John Stallworth. I mean, he's got a lot of things he can add to some thoughts on the receiving game, to the passing game. He's got a lot of experience in general, so no real title, just going to be here to help us on an offensive assistant, and I don't think we'll ever actually have a title or anything like that. I think it was just more of a spur of the moment, figuring out as this head coach, for me, of what we thought we needed. I didn't want to overwhelm any of our coaches where to ask Dal to do all that work and then call the game and then coach your quarterbacks and then do this and do that and do scripts, and it's a lot of work. And so we thought if we had someone else here that can help in certain areas, that would help. And then I thought of Tom and gave him a call.
How much work do you run the no huddle with Tom on the staff?
Well, I just think it's things that it just opens up possibilities of things you can explore and just talking of what, you know, just someone else that can kind of give you some input on how to do certain things. I mean, we do some no huddle. Are we going to change to that? No, obviously not. Do we, like we said, we're not going to make, we don't have the time to make any dramatic changes, even if Dahl wanted to do something totally different. I mean, you just got to change in more of your philosophy, a little bit about play calling and how you call plays. But for the most part, it's just more or less have someone else to throw ideas off. Hey, here's why I do it this way. Or, you know, a guy that has experience at all, it's a huge help in this profession to have a chance. You know, when I coached the offensive line, I'd be calling guys during the week sometimes with some issues that came up, or friends that played a team already and say, hey, what do you think of this? Or why'd you guys do this? Or, you know, and now he has that right in the building. And I think that's, Dave Ragone can say, hey, man, what about this? Did you ever have this problem? I'm having this issue with teaching my guy this. So you have a fantastic resource for all the coaches, and it's strictly, and that's what it's all about. It's not any other reason. It's just that we are a little shorthanded, and we thought that this would be a very good fit for us going forward.
How did it come about? I assume you've known him for a few years.
I've known Tom. Obviously I've known of him and of his accomplishments, and meeting him at different play, you know, at the combine. I'm good friends with Howard Mudd, and he and Howard have worked obviously together for a lot of years, have a lot of success. So I met through him. I talked to him back when I was putting a staff together a couple years ago. I've reached out and talked to him a little bit back then, so I have a comfort for that. I knew that he was wanting to get into coaching again or be involved in the game. I know he loves the game. I mean, it's something that he loves Sundays. He loves competing. He loves being around the guys. He runs football camps all the time. He knows everybody that she's back when the game got going, I think. So I thought, you know what, I knew he was available. Like I said, I know he was doing some, you know, he was at the Jets, I think, last year. Yeah, I know he's been spent some time in Alabama with Alabama. I know he's done different things with people, so because they look at it the same way, great resource, and we happen to be in a situation where, you know, that would fit our need right now. So I called him on Tuesday after we kind of did this and thought, because I was thinking how to piece this together once we made the decision and made the move, and it just so happened that he was ready and available.
What had he been doing? You said the Jets, the most recent thing he's done?
I don't know. I mean, he's been there. I'm not sure what else he's been doing. I just know that, like I said, I've been hearing his name from different people when I talked to him. I knew he was back, wanting to get back in coaching. He's only been out, I don't know if he's been out. Last year was the first year he actually have a position, I think. I know he spent some time with the Jets last year. So other than that, we know his resume. And in our need right now, he's a great fit for our need as far as helping us going forward, and it's not anything more than that. It's not because Dahl's a first-time coordinator. It's strictly about needing some more help in the building, and he's a guy that obviously has a resume that's more than qualified for what we need, and we're just fortunate that someone like Kim's available when we need it, and so we're going to take full advantage of that, and I think it's smart that we're doing that, and I think that's how the players see it and how the coaching staff is excited. And you should be when you have a chance to learn more and learn how to do your job better. It's great to do that.
Do you worry in any way that it could be a little intimidating maybe for Dahl to have, you know, something like that?
He was the one that he was the one most excited in the building about when I mentioned to him about, listen, what do you think about this or that? And he was probably the one that wanted to call him before I did. I think because that's the kind of guy he is. I mean, he just wants the resource, and the fact that he could pick his brain and run ideas off him, and I mean, I think that's how you should be. I mean, and I think the coaches are the same way. Here's a guy. This guy's not coming in for anyone's job. He's not looking to be the coordinator for the Titans or for a position job. He's just coming in because he's very knowledgeable and he loves the game, wants to be around it, and we happen to have a need. And so we it's a win-win for both sides. And I think it's going to be nothing but a great situation. And I don't see it at all in that manner. It's not some 40-year-old guy that's been a coordinator coming in, you know, going to buck for the job or something. It's nothing anywhere near that kind of conversation. So I think it's exciting for us. I think it's going to be good for the organization and for our development going forward as an offense.
It's been reported that the league might ban cut blocks next year. Is that something that you think might be too restrictive?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of conversation about that. I've seen something about that. I can't, you know, that'd be hard to imagine that happening. I know that it's all about safety, but it's hard to think that you can't cut anybody anymore when you play football. So, you know, we'll see how it all works out. But I think that's going to be hard when we get past.
Back from with your career, do you remember a notable chop block that you had that was clean and legal?
You know, to be honest with you, I didn't like cut blocking. I was more like now you have, like, you play the Texans, and if you don't get cut, if you don't cut on the backside, it's a negative, because that fits their system. So, but for me, I was never, mine was I'd cut at a last resort. I just never believed in playing it that way. I thought if I'm hitting linebacker, I'm going to hit him right in the face and that kind of thing. There's certain blocks where if you get out run, once I got slower and I couldn't run with those guys anymore, then definitely you're going to dive and cut, or in the open field on a screen, you have no choice. You can't match up with those little guys. So there's definitely a place. That's why it's hard to believe it'd ever be out of the game, because you can't ask a guy at 300-some pounds that can't run like the other guy to have to run and run with him. It's impossible. But if I could dive at your legs, I might not get you, but I'll kind of knock you off stride, or I'll push you back, or I'll do something that'll disrupt your angle to the play. So it'd be hard to think that that'd be out of the game, because it really, that would change the game pretty dramatically, and I think for in a negative way.
Jerry Gray was talking today about even looking at film with Jordan Babineau from when he was in Seattle as compared to now. What you know, have you seen some differences too, and what's Jordan got to do to kind of be consistently in the lineup there as opposed to?
Well, I think Jerry knows him much, you know, knows him back in those days. And I haven't watched any film. I know when he came here, we watched film on him, and we were excited, and that's why he's here. Because how he played and Jerry's familiarity with him, he's come here and he's had some good, you know, he's played well when he's been here. But yes, when you're not playing or something happens, and yeah, it's all about getting more, being more consistent and play in, play out, and not allowing big plays. And if you're, you know, when it's your opportunity to make a play, you have to make a play.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.